The Forces Station.
Chris Sturgess.
Turn it up. Let's go.
BFBS. Hi, Chris.
Oh, well, full of beans then. Russell Watson, full of beans.
You wouldn't want me to be full of beans, trust me. It's not a good thing.
Should we try and meddle through this interview then?
Let's go for it.
Okay. I tell you what I did do. I had a look at your Twitter profile before I made the call to you today. Former nuts and bolts engineer, likes to sing, and professional dog walker.
Well, yeah, that's not by choice, so. Dog needs a walk.
Now we've got to try and get through this together. So, you didn't mean to get into this singing lark, did you? A lot of people thought that you planned this, but it was nothing like that, was it, Russell?
It wasn't, and I remember taking great amusement from some of the first newspaper articles that I saw. It was sort of around about the period of 1999-2000, when my career kicked off. We had the first record, which was a huge success. I remember reading some articles saying, overnight success, Russell Watson. I thought, well, it wasn't quite that way. We spent 9 years in the back street working men's clubs of the Northwest. It was all completely and utterly organic. It was almost a mistake, my career. I went to a pub with a couple of friends called the Railway Inn in Earlham. And there was a local talent competition. At that point, I was a nuts and bolts engineer. I was working in a factory, doing 12-hour shifts, days and nights. The factory was called Sabre Repetition. And the clue's in the name. I was basically sticking pieces of metal in a lathe all day and watching it spin round, you know. And I think I had to make about 2,000 of these things a day and ended up producing about 200. But I kept the troops entertained there, so they kept me on, and that was my life at that point. I had no aspirations, or, you know, I wasn't interested in being famous or anything. And got into the local pub this night, two or three pints of lager. Go on, Russ, get up, give us a blast, give us a song, Russ. Nah, I don't fancy it. Have another pint, then, and give us a song. So I had another pint of lager, and eventually I got up and I sang, and that was. That was it. That was really the catalyst, because I went on to win the competition. There was like three or four different heats and what got to the final, and that was where my career started in 1990 in the working men's clubs, and that was where I spent the next 9 years becoming an overnight success.
And I don't want this to be an interview that brings you down all the time, but I've also read he's not done too bad for somebody who's a posh karaoke singer. You've also got that label, a posh karaoke singer. How'd you like that label, eh?
Well, I don't mind it, but I'm not sure the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra or the National Symphony Orchestra particularly be pleased with that label, because they're usually the ones that are backing me.
Maybe I'll edit that bit out. Maybe we'll leave that bit out. Listen to BFBS with Chris Sturgess.